I'm mostly excited about getting all of these new features in front of our customers. We want to hear more of the feedback back to us so we can make their computing experiences even better. My name is Aleš Holeček, and I'm the Vice President of Development for the Windows platform. We have focused quite a bit on more usability, new form factors, larger screens, smaller screens, higher DPI, a lot of improvement just in the user experience. But obviously, there is going to be a lot of cool stuff which the developers can do with the operating system. There is a long list of very cool things which we have done. So the first one, which I think that everybody should be very excited, is the access to various different devices, access to the USB stack, so you can connect to a number of different gadgets and GPSs and devices and whatnot. Similarly, access to Bluetooth in a way that you can connect again to low power devices in your house, home automation. Robots, things which really allow the PCs and the tablets start to interact with its surroundings. Like, I think that those things will be very, very exciting going forward. We are starting to really pay attention and focus to indie developers. We think that gaming is a super important part of what people like to enjoy. We are continuing the innovation in DirectX. We have introduced something which is called Styled Resources. This is predominantly a thing which allows developers to build huge worlds and page them dynamically into onto the GPU, into the video memory. Hello Spartan, awesome game. It's really starting to demonstrate sort of the potential of the platform and giving the developers the reach from simple tablets all the way up to full-size PCs. There's an interesting set of solutions, particularly around the touch input and how the touch input gets integrated into the game to make sure that the game is really playable on not just touch devices, but devices which have keyboards and mice and going forward even game controllers. In addition to that, we have made a deal with our friends at Unity, which now brings Unity to the Windows platform, and developers who are building games can now use Unity as a engine or middleware which they can build their games on. And so right now it is as simple as effectively exporting a new project and hitting F5 in a Visual Studio out of the Unity Pro Pro Editor. The interesting thing is that people don't know. It's not that they don't want to do it, but they don't know that it's actually possible and it's this easy. And we have done a lot of work to reduce the cost for developers to reach the Windows ecosystem. We talked to a lot of indie gamers where they were saying, look, we are building for iOS and Android, and getting to Windows is kind of hard. And then when we talk to them some more and ask them how they build their apps, and they tell us about, hey, we are building the apps to C++, and we are using middleware engines like Unity and whatnot, when we told them actually how easy it is to actually take their code base and bring it to Windows, they were very, very surprised. And so I think that the key message is Windows is a very, very powerful platform which supports all of the standard technologies. We support Microsoft technologies such as C# and XAML, but we also support various set of standard technologies such as C++, HTML, JavaScript, CSS. And those technologies are very easy to embrace if you have already app written for iOS and Android, which already can run on both of these systems. The chances are that moving such an app to Windows is going to be just a couple days of work, and the investment is going to be minimal, and the opportunity is obviously big. A lot of our code is based around asynchronous APIs, and it just turns out that debugging asynchronous APIs can be tricky and difficult, and we have spent a huge amount of time making that whole process to be really smooth and nice and familiar and bring back or marry the power of asynchronicity with respect to building responsive and low latency apps, and at the same time bringing the developer experience back on par to the one which we are all used to and accustomed to from just regular synchronous type of debugging features. That's my highlight for Visual Studio 2013 by far.